Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. The obstacles faced by healthcare providers and patients in rural areas can vary greatly from those in urban areas. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to share a few examples.
Well, the stats in this particular area really doesn't paint a good picture. In fact, it might surprise Texans to realize that only about 10% of physicians practice medicine in rural America, despite the fact that nearly one-fourth of the population lives in these rural areas. Fortunately, we have the Texas Department of Agriculture's State Office of Rural Health to help aid in recruiting and the retention of healthcare professionals in our rural areas.
How do you compare hospitals in rural areas to urban hospitals?
Well, we know when you have a slower population growth, you don't have the same type of investment in rural areas as you do in our urban portions of the state. Hospitals in many rural areas tend to have older infrastructure and equipment and are much likely to need assistance in keeping their facilities and equipment as up to date as their urban counterparts. TDA has access to capital grants, which can provide rural hospitals with the funding they need to assist them in purchasing equipment or making needed repairs to their facilities.
So does TDA partner with any other organizations?
Well, the Office of Rural Health works with several federal, state, and local organizations to support rural Texans. One example is our collaboration with the Texas Medical Board. Together, this partnership helps speed up the licensing process for physicians who practice in rural or medically underserved areas of our state.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.